Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, June the 26th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. In fact, I have quite a lengthy piece on emigrating away from dangerous regimes in today's show. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, looking at today's show, we're going to start with the fact that the fraudulent wealth that now supports all the elite and their worthy causes, from ending institutional racism to keeping the troops in the field to provide the rich via stock market gains with trillions in unearned money, the fact that it's the Fed that keeps this undermining operation in business, and frankly, it needs to go. Then I'm going to talk about how the COVID-19 crisis has resulted in a twilight zone economy. Americans are slipping into this economic quagmire and rough times. Then we will talk about negative emotions which exist to keep us safe. Sadness can actually even make us more productive at work by enhancing focus and helping us learn from our mistakes. We should think about lowering the expectations we have that the world will suddenly get better. The next one is something in the form of a book recommendation, although it's much more than that. Alexis Harris published a book called A Pound of Flesh in June, and it analyzes the rise of monetary sanctions in the criminal justice system. So that gave rise to a rather lengthy segment in today's show, which I think you will enjoy. So then we talk about the one world currency, the fact that centralization has always been the problem in our society, and it should never be looked at as the solution to itself. We need to get rid of physical currency, according to the proponents of this one world currency, and move into a one world digital reserve currency. So I have a few words to say about that. Then I have, perhaps from my perspective, the most important piece in the show, which is all about people who have had the foresight and wisdom to leave their countries in advance of bad times ahead. And I talk in specifics about Albert Einstein and Ludwig von Mises. Einstein left Germany and von Mises left Austria in advance of the horrors that were about to be bestowed upon those two countries. Much of it their own making, but nevertheless, the wise will learn when it is time to go, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that I've been saying for years and years and years. Well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, as I said, select 3 shows from the Podbean archives, and if you don't have a preference, I recommend the latest 3 shows, because I talk a lot about current events, and you'll be familiar with the current events and therefore more able to judge my own take on them. All right, so just to finish this summary, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email address, which you will also find on the Podbean page, on my Podbean page at the top, emblazoned in large letters if you can't write it down right now, but it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I hope that you will find some interesting things each week on both of those. They are free. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, no punctuation, no caps, just straight through. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address, and Twitter contains very short snippets of information. To get that, please go to www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Again, all one word, just my initials, RM and Wake Up Call. And no punctuation, please. RM Wake Up Call. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I leave you to what I hope will be a very happy and relaxing weekend. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call, back again with another synopsis on Monday. Until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.